look for customers, or have your customers look for companies that are pushing forward with the standards. And as you guys know, that's been all of Telos's business for the last decade, is moving things towards standards. From the very beginning, we used Ethernet standards inside of LiveWire to make the product ready for when AES 67 rolled around. This was easy for us because we adhered to as many standards as we could from the very beginning. One quick note on AES 70. AES 70 is a control protocol. It really has nothing to do with AES 67. It's a separate standard. It's a separate device. You can have one without the other. The thing to realize about AES 70 is it's a control protocol, but it is a it's potentially even worse than AES 67 in how it would be managed or implemented. Because it's this open control protocol, think about AES 70 as a library or an encyclopedia of control commands. And you would go to that library and say, ah, I need these five commands to control my device, and I'm going to put these five commands in my device, and hey, now I'm AES 70. I have AES 70 compatibility, compliance, control, whatever words they choose to use. But if the second manufacturer didn't choose those exact same parameters and choose to implement them the same way, there's no connectivity between products. And I might be able to take just one AES 70 command that's a start button, and I would say that I'm AES 70, and that would have the same implication to somebody that implemented 500 commands. So, again, it's just understanding what the protocols give people and what they're expecting. And at the end of the day, there's never going to be the desire that we're going to take a Fusion mixing desk and we're going to stick it on top of a Lavo audio engine and somehow have a control protocol between the two of them that would work. That just doesn't ever make sense for anybody. What we're looking at is being able to push a button on the Fusion and control something on somebody else's device, not have full integrated control. So as we move forward, again, just the reinforcement that we've been doing this for years, we understand it, we know it, and we've been moving forward in the AES 67 world for many, many years. It wraps up with a summary of all the things that we've talked about, so I won't go through those. I'll turn it over to Cadel and let him talk about some of the practical things that he's found in the AES 67 world that could be very interesting for us. While he's getting set up, questions on anything? Good. And again, this presentation is sitting on the Dropbox for at the end, but you can, again, take it, edit it down, get rid of the slides you don't need when you're in the process of preparing it for your customers, and hopefully it's a useful tool for you.